From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Rescuers have found 12 teenage boys and their soccer coach who have been trapped in a cave in Thailand for more than a week. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The governor of Thailand's Chiang Rai province says all 12 boys and their coach are safe and alive. But he adds the operation isn't over as rescue divers try to extract them from the partially flooded cave. The cave complex has been a tourist attraction, stretching for 6 miles with an impressive and easily walkable entrance. But it's a string of narrow passageways connecting wide chambers and known to flood during Thailand's rainy season. That starts in June, and a heavy storm trapped the boys and their coach after they entered 10 days ago. The boys range in age from 11 to 16, and their coach is 25. I'm Ben Thomas.
A mayor in the Philippines known for parading suspected drug dealers in public was shot and killed Monday. Panicked employees with the city of Tanuan, located south of Manila, ran for cover after Mayor Antonio Halili was hit in the chest by a single gunshot as he was leading the workers in the national anthem during an outside flag-raising ceremony. The shooter has not been found. Halili gained notoriety for making drug suspects undergo a walk of shame through the streets of his city and compared his actions to President Rodrigo Duterte's brutal crackdown on illicit drug trafficking. Spain's Maritime Service says it has rescued another 109 people from the Mediterranean Sea. They were trying to reach the country's southern coast from North Africa. The number of people reaching Europe by the so-called Western Mediterranean land and sea route to Spain has surpassed the number arriving in Italy by boat this year. This is VOA News. The European Union